Well, that come on my heart, so I just let it rip. 1 Peter 5 tonight, verse number 1. The elders which are among you I exhort. The word elder is pastor or bishop or overseer. He's preaching to them. He said, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight. Where did anybody get that a preacher is to be spineless? Man, you think that God put a man in a place to be the shepherd and let the wolves come in and take over? Sometimes you said, I don't know why in the world that preacher would say that. He's killing wolves. Taking the oversight. A lot of wolves would love to carry the lambs off tonight. So he said, verse 3, neither is being lords over God's heritage, but be examples to the flock. That's very important. I want to say something, that a man cannot demand respect. He must earn respect. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit, there's a word, yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. That's not abstaining from alcoholic beverage either. It's being on your guard. Be vigilant, because your adversary, he's not your buddy, the devil, as a roaring lion, boy, can he make a big noise, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He never sits or sleeps. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. You better get some faith. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Tonight, I want to share four quick things on being positive in days of discouragement. Being positive in days of discouragement. I'd love to tell you tonight you'd never be discouraged, but I'd be a crazy preacher to tell you that you'd never be discouraged. I can tell tonight in your spirits a lot of you are a little discouraged, had some tough times. But I'm going to tell you tonight, God never promised us smooth sailing, just a smooth landing. And so I want to say, first of all, knowing how to be positive in days of discouragement, is learn to surrender your will to God. In verse number 5, he says, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. You know, pride is a big evil tonight. I mean, it is amazing what God thinks about pride and just how ugly and how unruly that God sees that pride is. Have you ever seen how easy that pride comes in about you? If you'll notice in Proverbs 6, verse 16, on this thing of pride, it's easy for pride to come around when you're doing good, you've been blessed. Maybe you feel like that you've sort of arrived at a place that you've always been wanting to get to. Pride, you don't have to come looking for it. It just has a tendency to grow up in us. And I want you to see how God sees some things tonight. In the book of Proverbs 6 and in verse number 16, he talks about six things that the Lord hates. And if he hates these things, I want to be sure that I have no part of them. The Bible says, these six things doth the Lord hate. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look. Number one, pride. Boy, God hates a proud look. I want to tell you something. Be careful to not think you a little better than somebody else. That tears me up to see somebody think they are cut above me. You know something? We all were formed out of the dirt. And left alone, we can only do dirty things. And so a proud look, and then he says, a lying tongue. God hates lying. And hands that shed innocent blood. And a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift and running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. Oh, tonight, we must learn that we need to surrender our will to God and being positive in days of discouragement. Now, over in that text in 1 Peter 5, you notice he used the words clothed with. That word clothed, it refers to the apron of a slave. When a slave served his master, it has to do with putting on that apron of humility. That always does us good to be humble. You ever had anything to come by and make you humble? And we see here that we ought to be clothed with this humility. A slave's whole life is summed up in two words. Submission and service. And I'm going to tell you something. You better be careful tonight that you are submitting to the will of the Lord. Oh, He wants us as... We are a bond slave. Why are we a bond slave? Because He bought us off the auction block of sin. Listen, Baptists ain't done nothing for you tonight. The Lord Jesus bought you. You're bought with a price. And He can do with me and you ever how it pleases Him to do. Because we're bought by the Master tonight. And so we see here that we must put on this apron, this garment of humility. And so a slave, that our job, our whole life can be summed up in two words. Submission and service. I want to ask you, are you serving the Lord tonight? Out in this community, are you representing the Lord Jesus? Are you really bringing service to Him through your life? A slave has two duties. One is to do the master's will. And secondly is to determine the master's work. Now we know that God's will for us is to be saved, to be sanctified, to be spirit-filled. And sometimes it's God's will for us that we would suffer. But tonight, those two responsibilities go along with the surrender to the will of God. We must do His will. We don't need to find His will. The Bible tells us what His will for us is. Simply do His will. When you do His will, you'll be finding His will. And then we must determine the Master's work. What has God got for you to do? You know, since I went into ministry full-time, since September, I've really been trying to figure out, Brother Joe, what God is really wanting me to do. Priority number one is to pastor this flock. How is God wanting to use me in His work? How's God wanting to use you in His work? It's most important. For what we're doing here will be reflected there. You're working for your employer here, and it really don't amount for much. The Bible says we must submit to that authority. But let me tell you, we're enjoying those benefits here and now. Are you laying anything up for in store for when you get there that you'll enjoy later? Tonight, we must surrender to the will of God. I want to say that the will of God's not always easy. A slave has no will of his own. He does as the master that bought him sent him to do. Now, a lot of times in the slave days when the master bought that slave, the master would pretty much give them that job to do, and they knew every day what their job was to do. What was it to do, preacher? Whatever the master said, do. Where we get in trouble is we try to buck the will of God. We try to do it our way. God, your way don't work. My way's better. This is what I want to do. Me, me, me. And it takes, that just don't all work out overnight, does it? Some of us are more hard-headed than others. You know why you got such a hard-nosed, hardcore Bible preacher at this church? Because you're hard-headed. Little old wimpy fella couldn't do y'all no good. And a woman in a dress, sure, Lord, wouldn't help you none. By the way, it's hard for me to know how a woman can pastor a church. You must be the husband of one wife, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, I'm not confused. I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box, but I do know some basic principles. I'm not confused on that, honey. Honey, you pretty. Brother Tim ain't pretty. Honey, you gorgeous. Praise God. I ain't messed up in the mind tonight. Somebody say amen right there. Praise God. You may hear a lot of things about that preacher. If you ever hear that, you say somebody lie. Surrender your will to God. Buddy, when a man goes to looking pretty for me, I'm fixing to do something about it. Amen. Some of you boys think you pretty. Some of you think you look a lot like Tarzan, but you look more like Cheetah than Tarzan. Amen. So humility does us good. A slave has no will of his own. He must do the will of the master. Now in verse number 6, he says this, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Humility is God's highway to happiness. In God's economy of doing things, it really don't make a lot of sense. The way down is up. Can I say that? In God's economy, the way down is up. And when you get low before God, He'll take you higher than you have ever been before. He'll take you higher than you can take yourself. He can promote you in places that you can't promote yourself. But you've got to be His. He wants all of you. He just don't want your checkbook. He wants all of you. He who would be placed high among men must first be placed low before God. Philippians 2, verse number 8. If you turn there with me tonight, hold your place. We'll be back in Peter just for a minute. But in Philippians chapter number 2 and verse 8, Christ had every right to demand the world's glory and praise. But all the Bible tells us in Philippians 2 and verse number 8, He said in verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Bible tells us, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Did you know that it's very dangerous to be exalted before due time? You know, many climbed the ladder of success way too quickly. They went up like a rocket and they fell down like a rock. Boy, it's easy tonight to try to go along in this world and do everything our way. But God said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Our model is Christ. He humbled himself. He surrendered his will to God. In return, his Father exalted him and gave him a name above every name. Do you want to be high in the eyes of the Father? Then humble yourself. Become obedient to Him and to the death of that old rugged cross. Tonight, that humbleness goes against this flesh. We think humbleness is weakness. We think meekness is weakness. But oh, it's not. He said, when I'm weak, then I'm made strong. Tonight, being positive in those old discouraging days, first of all, surrender your will to God. Pray, dear God, Thy will be done. Let's look in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 12, something I want to share before we run along. Luke 12. See if I can find it here tonight. Chapter 11, Luke 11, verse number 1. Jesus now is praying. It came to pass as He was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." He said to him, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth.'" Give us day, by day, our daily bread. Brother Dennis showed me something there eating of the evening. Look at verse 3. You know what? Jesus simply told him to pray. "Just one day at a time, Lord. Day by day, our daily bread." You know, I wish we could get in that concept and realize that God's in control of everything, and He'll never see His children begging bread. I wish we could get a hold of this Bible concept that God takes care of His own. Tonight, surrender to the will of God. He said, "Thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth." Surrender your will to God. In verse number 7 over in that text in 1 Peter 5, not only surrender your will to God, but send your worry to God. Any of you have worries? Send your worry to God. Verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Care means burdens. I don't know about y'all, but I have burdens. I have cares. And I think we'd all be foolish tonight to say that we didn't have any cares or any burdens. Sometimes my burdens are so big I just can't handle them. But I'm glad I found a verse in the Bible that says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." This word casting was used another time in the Bible. Remember when Jesus sent the disciples after the little colt that had never been ridden, and they cast blankets upon Him and Jesus set upon them. There's the same word of casting. It means throwing and releasing. I wish we could all get there. Our day would be a lot brighter if we could learn to release our burdens. We know where to carry it to, don't we? I mean, we do. We know. But it's hard to release it. It's hard to let it go. I can give you this analogy tonight. A lot of times, this casting, not only does it mean to throw something on something else, but also means to make a deposit. Now, let me ask you something. When you go to the bank, and you pull up down there at the drive-in window, I go to the BB&T bank right down here, so convenient. I pull in that little narrow place, and I'm careful that I don't curve my truck, you know. So I'm glad some of you ladies ain't driving it. Man, you'd tear my wheels plumb off of that truck. But you know something, she'll open a little door up and I'll press my window down. And I so gingerly lay my little deposit slip. And she pulls the drawer. And in return, that drawer comes out. And you know what she hands me? She hands me a little ticket. It's a deposit slip. And I put it right over my sun visor. And I go right along my life's little merry way. Preacher, what are you talking about giving that deposit? I wish me and you could get that way with our burdens, that we could simply deposit them upon the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, where's our receipt?" I just read it to you. "Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." He takes care of you is what that word means. Boy, I wish we could make them deposits through the window and just give it to Him. Because He can take care of it. I tell you, where we get bogged down, we fail to deposit it. We carry it around. And that's where you and I have mental breakdowns, where we have struggles. It's where it's not enough of us to go around. Jesus said, casting all. Just not them that you might not can deal with. But He knows we're human. He knows we can only carry and handle so much. My wife's wonderful about it. Nothing really rocks my wife. She's just like this. I'm like this. Yoop, poo. Yoop, poo. Have we got any of them? Yoop, poo's with us tonight. I say, honey, don't it bother you? She said, no. Brother Randy, I remember the Lord was dealing with equipment job. I said, honey, I mean, I'd been this thing a year. And I said, honey, Lord's want me to quit my job. What you think? And she put me back on my heels. She said, fine, I got more faith than you got. She's learned to make a deposit. I wish we could learn to make a deposit. Am I preaching to anybody tonight? Am I just preaching? Is the devil telling me I'm crazy, or am I really crazy? Wish we could make that deposit. Did you know Jesus said that it's available? Casting all those cares, those concerns, those things that get in the bed with you, and it's just like a brick in the bed. Any of y'all ever tried to lay down and camp out with these young boys and you just can't get stuff swept out on that bed enough? I mean, it's a root there. It's a rock there. There's a lump. I used to could lay on that stuff and it didn't bother me. You know why? Because I was a young kid. Maybe I've grown up too much. Maybe I've got too big for my britches. Things bother me now when I lay on them. You know something thrilled my heart? These men was around the altar praying. Brother Felton's little Nathan, come up on his daddy and leaned on him, put his little head on his shoulder. I said, dear God in heaven, I wish we could lean on you like that. God, I wish we could get that close to you. You know what he'd do? He'd pat on his daddy a little bit. Dear Lord, that makes pastoring worth it to me. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. Jesus said the only way in the world that you can be positive in days of discouragement is send your worry to God. Make a deposit. Psalms 55 and verse 22. Psalms 55 and 22. The Bible says this. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You remember the times when you'd asked your parents, could you do that or have that? And they simply said no, and you didn't understand it. And they'd say these words, just trust me, we know the best. I wish we could get there tonight. God knows best, and I'm learning. I really am. I'm learning. I'm growing. About time. But I'm going to tell you something. These cares bother me. These burdens bother me. They bother you? Tonight, I'm glad we have a place we can take them. He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. It is an ongoing process from when you wake up to go to bed, even in your bed, and you got all them alarms set. He said, them alarms ain't taking care of you. He said, He's taking care of you. He careth for you. He provides for you. He protects you. He sees about you. What a God tonight. Casting. You see, we must surrender our will, and we must send our worry to God. Thirdly, verse 8, we ought to strengthen our walk with God. He said, I want you to be sober. I want you to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now strengthen your walk with God. The enemy never rests nor sleeps. He's walking. I'm going to tell you what, he's not in no big hurry. He's just walking. You know something? He's just at a set pace. And he's walking and he's simply seeking. He's looking of who he may devour. That means to drink down or swallow. Be careful. The devil's looking for you. Be careful, the devil's real. He's not a pitchfork on a can of potted meat, honey. Not deviled spam, you know. He's a real devil. And he knows your weaknesses. He knows your temptations. He knows if you've got a short fuse on your temper, he's going to be sure. He's going to put something to get you all messed up. If women's your problem, men, guess what? He's got one out there for you. Ladies, if men's your problem, guess what? He's got one there for you. The devil's a subtle rascal. And boy, he just walketh about. And this is what he says. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. If he can get you to just sit down, he'll get you. You know how those commentators say that the lion really eats and hunts? He roars. He makes such a noise, such a voice, that his prey lays down, that he pounces upon them. Let me tell you, it ain't no time to quit and throw the towel in tonight. If it's ever been a time, we better be charging. We better be charging tonight. This thing's winding down. We're soon to go to heaven. And what we do here is going to affect us there. Why, the devil's told me tonight, preacher, you're crazy. You're an idiot. I mean, that roar, boy, gets so loud. What are you? The devil, I say, what are you doing? And I found out a new phrase. If he don't know, I sure ain't going to tell him. What are you doing going down there? If he don't know, don't tell him. Don't tell him. But he's seeking whom he may. Now, that lets me know something. You can never blame your faults on the devil. You've got to submit your will to the devil for him to make you fall. Seeking whom he may. You don't have to be in that statistic tonight. There's families out of this ministry let their guards down. Now they're out of church. Totally out of church, not going no place. Just cause some little something. Let the devil get right in there. I called a family today exactly that way tonight. Some little something stupid. What's worth keeping your children away from the Word of God? What's keeping you away from the glory of God? Is anything worth that? Could I ask y'all something tonight? How could anybody that's used to the glory of God leave it? How? The devil's powerful. Watch him. He loves to lie. He's the father of lies. He'll tell you somebody don't like you. I mean, he'll tell you in just a minute. That church don't like you. You don't belong there. Nobody appreciates you. Yeah. Man, he's got rewind buttons. Wish his machine would tear up sometime. But he's seeking, and be careful. Don't give him an opportunity, because he'll find it. I noticed something. I wish Miss Renee wasn't here, because she's going to make me fix it. I noticed the cracks come in the bottom of our front door. I see light coming when I walk by. And I got to thinking, if I don't stop that up, the sure as the world, there's a little snake coming in that door right there. And if she sees that snake, ain't nobody laying down nowhere till that snake's gone. How can it get in, preacher? The least little crack. I mean, just the least little crack, and buddy, he'll find his way in there. And he's a low-down rascal. He'll make you do stuff you thought you could not do. Tonight, how, preacher, to be positive in days of discouragement. Surrender your will to God. Lord, thy will, but God, help me to accept your will. And folks, let me tell you, that's hard. God's will may not be your will. We got to get plugged in this thing of praying, God, your will. Your will. No wonder a lot of times he don't answer our prayers. It ain't his will. He knows the best for us. Boy, I get plugged in and get to praying for His will. It's His will sinners get saved. We ought to be praying that direction. That our church would be alive and in fellowship and harmony and great worship. It's His will we'd worship Him in spirit and truth. People hurting, families hurting. Pray, God, Your will, not my will. Your will. And then, not only do we surrender our will and send our worry to God and strengthen our walk with God, but lastly, we ought to sustain our worship of God. Verse number 10, he says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory." Ain't you glad one day you got a call? There's been some calls I wished I hadn't got, but that's one call I sure am thankful I got. He called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Look what he says now. After you've suffered a while, make you perfect. There's some things that only suffering will do. Only some things suffering will do. That He'll make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Sustain your worship to God. There's grace we enjoy. Aren't you glad but the God of all grace? Preacher, what kind of grace God got? Whatever you need at the time, He's got it. Preacher, I ain't got dying grace. You ain't dying yet. Grace. All grace. Grace we enjoy. Grief we must endure. Let me tell you, a slave is not above his master. Don't you know the Lord suffered on that cross?
Yep. Amen.
There are going to be some crosses we suffer on tonight. And then the glory we will enthrone. I'm glad we're headed to a place. We may suffer a while here, but let me tell you, we're going to share in His glory there. Can you imagine when we get there and you're going to say, it was worth every mile. Every mile of the way. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Aren't you glad everything's not doom and gloom? And I'll be honest with you, I'm glad everything's just not a bed of roses. Boy, we'd get so sorry. We'd get some complacent. There'd never be no worship in this place. Boy, when Noah plugged out of that boat in a new world, first thing he done, built him an altar, he went to worshiping God. Ain't you glad after your storms you can worship Him? Ain't you glad you can worship Him even in your storms? Boy, I tell you, God is so good. I praise Him tonight. Isn't it amazing? He can allow things to come to make us better, to strengthen us, to settle us, to establish us. Isn't it amazing how God takes care of us? And each individual, God's working each individually. We're not numbers. We're individuals. He said, cast all your care upon Him. Why are you so worried about everything? Cast them on Him. You've heard me say this 100 times. Worry's just like sitting in a rocking chair. It'll keep you so busy and you ain't going no place yet. Boy, won't it keep you busy? I told you this morning when I got so depressed last year, I don't know what I was worrying about. I can't tell you what I was so depressed and worried about. Must have not been worth worrying about. But I know one thing. He loves us tonight. And He cares for us. You remember our families that are really hurting right now.